He does miracles so great. And friends, I don't know about you, but I desire to meet with him today. We haven't come into this place today to meet with one another, but we've come to meet with him. And the best thing we can do is let's come before him in prayer once again. And let's ask the Lord to meet with us. You as an individual, you request an audience with the King today. Because the King, he's set his table, he's invited his guests. Let's just ask the Lord to put us in a condition this day that you may enter behind the veil once again, that you may come into his presence, that his word might not just be words, but that there may be life unto us this day. Whatever's on your heart, let's put it before the Lord now. For each of us upon this day, once again, would desire to approach unto thee and to call upon thee. You know me, Father, upon this day, I believe that you do miracles so great. Father, we dedicate ourselves and this service into thine hands once again upon this day. Just a desire, each and every one of us, to quieten ourselves before thee. Father, to get ourselves out of the way. Father, we are our own greatest enemy. And Father, we testify of that. But Father, when we can get ourselves out of the way, Father, you can do things that, Father, we could never, ever dream about. So we pray that you'd be the portion of each and every one of us upon this day. Father, we are dwelling in a human veil. Father, with a human spirit, Lord, with a human body. Father, there's five senses that would deceive us. And there's, Father, the senses of our spirit that would bring up emotions and memories and thoughts and all these things. But how we want to bring each and every one of these things unto the altar upon this day to lay it before thee. And Father, to pray that you may deal with us inside of our soul. That, Father, there'd be a free access between our souls and thee upon this day. That as your word, Father, would go forth, Father, let it be a seed that would fall into fertile ground to bring forth, Father, that which would come unto perfection is our desire. Father, I'm thinking of the visitors in our gates this day. I'm praying your special blessing upon them. Father, let this be an appointed feast upon this day for them. Father, we pray for them that aren't here, for them that are in the bed of sickness, for them that are recovering from different things. I pray that you would reach your hand to them even upon this day. And be their special portion at this time, Lord. Heavenly Father, to the backslidden, we pray for them. Father, your word says that you are married to the backslider. Father, you are the son of the prodigal, the father of the prodigal son. And how, Father, we'd pray that that great attribute inside of yourself would go down to wheresoever those people would be, and that you would go and speak to them upon this day. And may they come to themselves upon this morning, and may they remember that in their father's house, there's bread enough and to spare. And may your grace be upon them, we pray. To the sick, Father, may you minister your healing virtue at this time, Lord. Father, to the spiritually sick, Lord, may you bring your quickening power. Father, your words are spirit in their life. And may they do something to the souls of your people. And Father, I'm asking of thee upon this day, even as I think of Isaiah that day in the temple, Father, that you'd bring forth the coal of fire and touch my lips even now. And let that which is of man pass away. And let the thoughts of man pass away. And Father, let your perfect will be done this day. Father, that takes a miracle. And Father, that is what we desire. May you bless us now as you open up your word. Bless your word unto us. Father, let us come to the end of the service and say, surely God has been with us, dwelling with us, fellowshipping with us. Father, we desire once again an audience with you upon this day. We desire communion with the Most High. Father, you keep all your appointments. Lord, we're so glad about that, Lord. You've never failed us. You've never let us down. But how wonderful it is, Father, Lord, the promises of your word, the promises of an unconditional covenant that you've made with us, that, Father, where two or three are gathered in your name, you shall be with us in the midst. And, Father, how we thank you for that. Thank you for the songs of Zion that have been sung upon this day. Father, may you continue to lead us and guide us in that way, that, Lord, our worship may be acceptable before thee. Thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done. Bless the young people. Bless the Sunday school students, the teachers. Bless each officer at the post of duty upon this day. Bless the interpreter, Lord, as it interprets. Bless all that would be said, all that would be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Saints, we do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Just to greet Brother Enoch. God bless you, Brother Enoch.
Enoch's
an old timer. We do greet him. Sister Maria as well is back.
God bless you, Sister Maria aussi, qui est revenue.
She's back in the house of the Lord
from her journeys.
And then Brother Mike has his relatives, I think his sister
Tina.
And Nedson and his wife Anna.
We greet
them as well.
Nous les saluons aussi au nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
Et
la nièce de frère David aussi. C'est bien de la voir aussi. Ouvrons la Bible.
Leviticus 23.
Dans Levitique 23.
Leviticus 23.
Levitique 23.
Let's read the first four verses.
Les quatre premiers versets.
We just started something yesterday at the communion service.
On a commencé quelque chose hier dans le service.
We started looking at the seven Levitical feasts.
On a commencé à regarder aux sept fêtes levitiques.
Realizing that these are prophetic feasts.
De comprendre que ça, ce sont les fêtes levitiques.
Where we can place ourselves.
Là où on peut se placer
nous-mêmes. In the day that we're living in.
Amen. Dans les jours dans lesquels.
Let's read the first four verses of Leviticus 23.
Les quatre premiers versets, Levitique 23.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." So we saw that last night, that these are called the feasts of the Lord.
Ceci est appelé les fêtes du Seigneur.
And the Lord calls them my feasts.
Et le Seigneur a appelé mes fêtes.
And we saw last night that a feast,
nous avons vu la nuit passée que la
is
fête
a special appointed time.
Et c'est un rendez-vous bien déterminé.
With Jehovah.
Là où Jehovah
desired to meet with these people.
Le désir de rencontrer
for a special purpose.
Pour un but spécial.
He wouldn't gather people to Jerusalem.
Il ne devrait pas rassembler les gens à Jérusalem.
Leaving all of the activity.
Laisser toutes leurs activités.
Leaving all the work they were doing in the land.
Toute l'œuvre qu'ils étaient en train de faire.
Bring them to Jerusalem.
Et les amener à
for
Jérusalem.
Any of these seven feasts.
Pour n'importe quelle chacune de ces
without
fêtes.
Being a special
sans
purpose.
Pouvoir avoir un but spécial.
In these feasts.
Dans ces fêtes.
And each of these feasts was
dans
at an appointed time.
Fêtes, il y avait un temps bien déterminé.
And there was a purpose behind that feast.
Il y avait un but derrière ces fêtes-là.
And obviously we know.
Honnêtement, nous
through
savons
the Paul,
à travers l'apôtre
that
Paul
all these things were but shadows.
Et que toutes ces choses étaient que l'ombre.
These were examples for
Amen.
Us to learn by.
C'est un que les exemples pour nous d'apprendre.
So God in natural things,
Dieu dans les choses naturelles.
He hides away his prophetic
il
plan.
Cache ses plans prophétiques.
The mysteries of redemption,
le mystère de la rédemption.
Sealed up.
Amen. Scellé.
In the people of the Bible.
Dans le genre de la Bible.
In the events of
dans
the Bible.
Les événements de la Bible.
We'll see that in a minute.
Nous allons voir cela pendant que nous avançons.
So he says in verse 3.
Dans le verset 3.
6 days shall work be done. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. A holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Mm. So we won't get onto the Sabbath.
On ne va pas entrer au sabbat.
But that's not one of the feasts.
Et ce n'est pas l'un de ces fêtes.
But the Lord says first.
Il dit premièrement.
Before we get into these prophetic
avant
feasts.
Avant que nous puissions entrer dans ces fêtes prophétiques.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Et vous avez besoin de
the
cet
Sabbath.
Esprit. Le sabbat.
You need to be in the Spirit.
Vous devez être dans
because
l'esprit.
Because gathering in Jerusalem.
C'est parce que c'est rassemblé
the
à Jérusalem.
The prophetic mysteries of the word.
Le mystère prophétique
will
de la
do
parole.
You no good.
Ne te fera aucun
unless
bien.
Unless you have your Sabbath.
Amen. Néanmoins que vous avez
the
votre sabbat.
The big conventions.
La grande convention.
Without a personal walk with Christ doesn't do you any good.
Marche personnelle avec Christ ne te
so he first puts focus on the Sabbath.
Il s'est focalisé premièrement
which
au sabbat,
is the believer's rest in Christ.
Le repos de croyant en
before
Christ
he gets onto anything prophetic.
Avant qu'il puisse entrer dans n'importe
so
quelque
that
chose
shows that that's a very important principle.
Cela montre que c'est un principe
maybe one
très
day we
important.
Could look at that, but let's look at verse 4.
Un jour, nous allons regarder à cela.
These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Then he starts with the feast, verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. So the first feast was the Passover. Mm. Verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread. Mm. So we were looking at that in the evening
on
yesterday.
A regardé hier soir, c'est là.
And it speaks about the difference. Then in verse 10,
verset 10.
Speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. Mm. The third feast was first fruits.
La troisième fête était le premier fruit.
And then they had to number seven Sabbaths, 50 days. That's verse 15.
Ça, c'est verset 15.
You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering to the Lord. That was Pentecost.
Le sens, c'était Pentecôte.
So 50 days after first fruits,
50 jours après le
the
premier
feast
fruit,
of Pentecost.
Et c'est la fête de Pentecôte.
Then there was about a 3-month delay.
Et il y avait un retard de 3 mois.
And then we get on to the last feast.
Et nous entrons au dernier,
verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. There was the feast of trumpets.
Il y avait le fête des trompettes.
That's the fifth feast. And then verse 27,
verset 27,
a few days later, on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you shall afflict your souls, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Mm. So that was now the day of atonement, the
ça
feast of atonement.
Le jour de l'expiation,
and then the last feast, verse 34,
verset 34,
speak unto the children of Israel, saying the 15th day of the 7th month, that's 5 days later, shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days. That's the 7th feast. May the Lord bless you.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse. Vous pouvez vous asseoir.
So last night we started looking at the prophetic feasts.
La nuit passée, on était en train de regarder.
And we said it. What we wanted to establish and determine.
C'est que nous voulons établir.
It's where we are in time.
C'est là où nous sommes dans les temps.
As a revision.
Et comme la révision.
To those that are established in the Lord.
Pour ceux qui sont établis dans le Seigneur.
As something to establish.
C'est quelque chose pour être
établi. Those that are new in the faith.
Et aussi ceux qui sont nouveaux dans
and
la foi.
As we said yesterday in the evening.
Et comme je dis hier soir.
We want to get into a season once again, like we did last year.
Une saison encore une fois,
when
comme
you got into Ruth.
Et quand nous sommes entrés à Ruth,
and we got into those topics,
et quand nous sommes entrés dans ce sujet,
to show why
et pourquoi
we believe what you believe.
Nous croyons ce que nous croyons.
What is a message believer?
Et qu'est-ce qu'il y a le message?
What is the message?
Du message? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a le message?
The message of the hour.
Le message de l'heure.
What makes us different?
Et qu'est-ce qui nous fait différent?
Than people gathering in all of the
et
different places.
Les gens qui
today.
Se rassemblent dans d'autres places.
It's the faith.
C'est la foi.
It's the prophetic revelation.
C'est la révélation prophétique.
That we've received.
Amen. Que nous avons reçu.
And all of these things that we
et
look at.
Toutes ces choses que nous regardons.
It's not because we're clever.
Ce n'est pas parce que nous sommes
or intelligents. Because we read the Bible better.
Parce que nous lisons la Bible mieux que les autres personnes.
It's grace.
Et c'est la grâce,
amen. Revelation is grace.
Et c'est parce que la révélation, c'est la grâce.
And God has sent us grace.
Et Dieu nous a envoyé la grâce dans cette
âge. To send us once again the return of prophecy.
Et pour nous envoyer encore une fois le retour de
a
prophétie.
More sure word of prophecy.
Et la parole la plus sûre de la
as
prophétie.
A light in a dark place.
Et comme la lumière dans le ténèbre.
And these things have been prophetically
et ces
revealed.
Choses qui ont été prophétiquement
the
révélées.
Prophet in our age,
le prophète dans notre âge,
Brother Branham,
le frère Branham,
it wasn't his wisdom.
Et ce n'était pas sa sagesse.
He didn't have much of that
il
n'avait
pas beaucoup de sagesse.
Theology and those
et la théologie et toutes
it
ces
was
choses.
Divine revelation.
C'était la révélation divine.
It was the revelation of Jesus Christ.
C'était la révélation de Jésus-Christ.
Vessel,
pour avoir un vase bien de terre,
a
bien
special
destiné,
prepared vessel, a
un
prophet,
vase bien préparé, un prophète,
in an appointed season.
Dans un temps bien déterminé.
And we'll find that season in the feast
nous trouvons
of
cette
Israel
saison dans la fête.
To find exactly where we are.
Et nous allons retrouver exactement
so
là où
just
nous
to give
sommes.
A bit of a summary, today we want to look at the feast
juste donner
in Joseph.
Un résumé, nous allons voir le fête à Joseph.
Whenever you're trying to bring something,
c'est parce que n'importe le moment que vous essayez d'amener quelque
these
chose,
kind of topics,
ces genres de sujets,
you always get nervous.
Vous êtes un peu nerveux.
Because it's easy to go too fast.
C'est parce que c'est facile d'aller très loin.
And you leave people behind.
Et vous laissez les gens derrière.
And the shepherd,
et le berger,
the good shepherd, Jesus,
le bon berger, le Seigneur
Jésus-Christ, he'd rather leave 99 to go and help the one.
Il va laisser
let's
les
99
pour chercher l'une qui
so
a
when
perdu.
You're trying to find some way to approach
et quand nous trouvons quelque chose pour
prophetic topics,
le sujet prophétique,
as we said yesterday, we need to know these feasts,
et comme nous l'avons dit hier, nous devons connaître
to place us where we are,
pour nous placer là où nous sommes,
to show the perfection,
pour montrer la perfection
of God's prophetic plan,
le plan prophétique de Dieu,
and then if we can place ourselves,
si on peut se placer nous-mêmes,
if we can recognize our day,
si on peut reconnaître notre jour,
then we can recognize our message,
et on peut reconnaître notre message.
So once we know where we are in God's great prophetic timetable,
là où nous sommes dans les temps prophétiques du horaire de Dieu,
then we know what God has promised us in this day.
Nous savons ce que Dieu nous a promis en ce jour.
We can then move on to the message,
maintenant se déplacer dans le message,
which is the seals,
et qui a le sceau,
the revelation of the seven seals,
la révélation de sept sceaux,
because that is the climax of the message.
Ça, c'est le sommaire du message.
That is everything encompassed
ça, c'est toute chose
in the mystery of God.
Toute chose qui est bien scellée dans le chose de Dieu,
and the full mystery of redemption.
Le plein mystère de la rédemption.
All that we need in this age.
Tout ce que nous avons besoin dans cet âge.
For the great Exodus.
Pour le grand exode.
Is under the seventh seal.
C'est sous les sept sceaux.
So we'll see that.
Nous allons voir cela.
The seventh seal to us.
Le sept sceau pour nous,
les nations. Is the seventh trumpet to the Jews.
C'est les sept trompettes pour les
Juifs.
We'll
meet that in the feast.
Nous allons rencontrer cela dans le fête.
And we said there's only one other thing that we need to fit in there.
Nous voyons qu'il y a une seule autre chose que nous devons mettre là-bas.
It's the 70 weeks of Daniel.
Le 70 semaines
so
de
that would be our aim.
Amen. Ça
just
sera notre
forewarn people of where we're trying to get to.
Pour avertir les gens
if
là
we
où
can
nous
do the feast first, to place ourselves in the timetable.
Et que nous placer dans l'horaire de Dieu.
Then we can get Daniel 70 weeks.
Et on peut prendre les 70 semaines de Daniel.
To fill in the missing pieces.
Pour remplir le pièce
manquante. And to confirm to us.
Pour nous confirmer.
That we're heading in the right direction.
Que nous sommes dans la bonne direction.
Then we can get to the seals.
Amen. Qu'on peut entrer dans les.
Because we've done what the prophet.
C'est parce que nous avons fait.
We've laid that foundation.
Nous avons mis cette fondation.
And if the Lord would help us on that,
si le Seigneur peut nous
that's
aider
why yesterday we had a day of consecration.
C'est pourquoi hier on a eu une journée de consécration.
To seek the spirit of revelation.
Pour chercher le esprit de la
like
révélation.
Daniel in Daniel chapter 9.
Amen. Comme Daniel dans Daniel chapitre 9.
Himself,
il s'est humilié lui-même. Il a cherché le Seigneur son
because
Dieu.
He desired
c'est parce qu'il a désiré
and understanding
la sagesse et la compréhension
to understand where he was.
Pour comprendre là où il était.
The prophet says so he could prepare his people
afin qu'il puisse préparer son peuple.
Because the day was late.
C'est parce que le jour était tard.
The Babylonian captivity was coming to an end.
La captivité de Babylone était arrivée à sa fin.
It was time for them to be set free.
C'était le temps pour qu'ils puissent être libres.
The spirit of restoration,
l'esprit de la restauration,
which is the day that we live in.
Qui est le jour dans lequel
so last night we looked at the first three feasts.
La dernière fois, nous avons regardé dans les dernières trois fêtes.
Because they all were fulfilled in Christ.
C'est parce que tout cela est accompli.
And it was a communion service as well.
Et c'est dans le service de communion aussi.
So we looked at the Passover.
On en a regardé à la Pâque.
I'll skip past a couple of slides. Oh, there was, sorry,
on doit sauter quelques diapos.
We looked at the fact that Israel was gathered three times to Jerusalem in a year.
Trois fois à Jérusalem chaque année.
There were seven feasts.
Il y avait sept fêtes.
But there were three seasons that those feasts were.
Saisons que ces fêtes
the first three feasts
les trois premières
were
fêtes,
March, April.
Cela était mars, avril.
Eight days in length.
C'est un huit jours
to fulfill them.
Pour accomplir.
And there were the Passover.
Pendant la Pâque.
First fruits.
Le premier fruit.
Sorry, unleavened bread and first fruits.
C'est dans le pain sans le feu.
Those
le
first
premier
three
fruit,
feasts.
Ces trois premières
we
fêtes.
We saw last night.
Nous avons vu.
Spoke to us.
Cela nous parle.
Of redemption in Christ.
De la rédemption en Christ.
We saw that nothing.
Nous avons vu
can happen between God and man.
D'autre qui puisse se passer
without a Passover first.
Sans la Pâque.
You cannot go anywhere prophetically speaking.
Vous ne pouvez pas avancer quelque part prophétiquement.
You can go nowhere in God's purpose for your life without the foundation of the Passover, without the death and the blood of the Lamb. Until you personally identify yourself in the death of the Lamb,
Christ,
and you personally apply the blood to your house, there's no point of speaking of anything else.
De parler de quelque chose.
And the Lord shows that in these feasts,
le Seigneur a montré ces choses.
You've got to get the right foundation.
Vous devez avoir la fondation correcte.
And isn't that where we have all the trouble?
Ce n'est pas pourquoi nous avons
people that haven't set that foundation,
les gens qui n'ont pas encore,
haven't died
cette
on the altar with their lamb,
ils ne sont pas
the new
encore
birth.
Morts à l'autel,
and then they want to rush into the deeper mysteries.
Courir dans des mystères profonds.
Friends, we get ourselves in a lot of trouble.
Nous mettons dans beaucoup de
because
troubles.
Because knowledge puffs up.
C'est parce que la connaissance s'enfle d'orgueil.
You got to have the right foundation.
Et vous devez en voir la fondation.
And that foundation correct. Is Christ.
Cette fondation
the
Christ.
Death of Christ.
La mort de Christ.
And we saw the Passover.
Et nous allons voir la Pâque.
Right from Egypt.
Directement de
when it was instituted.
Et quand cela a été
institué. The Passover in the Old Testament.
La Pâque dans l'Ancien Testament.
In the days of Moses.
Dans le jour de Moïse.
When they put the blood on the door.
Et quand ils plaçaient le mettaient le sang.
And then the fulfillment of that prophetic type in Christ.
A été prophétiquement accompli en
both
Christ.
Both were for the same purpose.
Et c'est un pour le même but que l'on est.
To set the captives free.
Pour rendre les captifs libres.
To set people free from bondage.
Pour mettre les gens libres de la servitude.
Some believers have a bondage.
D'autres croyants ont de la servitude.
To the world still.
Au monde jusqu'à.
To alcohol.
Dans l'alcool.
Entertainment.
Dans les
worldly
divertissements,
things.
Les choses du monde.
You know, you can't whip that out of somebody.
You
can't beat that out of somebody.
It
needs the power of the blood of the Lamb.
Israel
couldn't set themselves
free.
They were in bondage.
Ils étaient dans la servitude en Égypte.
400 years.
Il y a 400 ans.
They desired liberty.
Ils ont désiré la liberté.
But nothing could set them free.
Il y avait personne qui pouvait le rendre
until the blood of the Lamb was shed.
Sang de l'agneau
and the revelation came forth from Moses, the token, the blood.
De Moïse, du signe.
And then they applied that blood.
Ils ont appliqué ces sangs.
And that same night, at
et
midnight,
cette même nuit-là, la nuit,
they went out of the land of Egypt.
Ils sont sortis
redemption
de la,
by
pays
blood.
La rédemption par
that's where it comes from.
C'est là où d'où
friends,
c'est
there's quickening power.
Il y a une puissance vivifiante.
The life of Christ,
et la vie de Christ
is in the blood.
Et c'est dans les sangs.
The life of the Lamb,
la vie de l'agneau,
was set free.
Cela a été rendu libre.
When the blood was shed,
et quand le sang a coulé,
when he bowed his head and he died,
il a courbé son tête, il est mort.
The blood cell broke of Christ.
Le globule du sang a été brisé.
And the
de Christ,
quickening power.
Et la puissance vivifiante
of that life that was in Christ,
Christ,
which
Christ,
is the Holy Ghost,
la vie
went forth
est allé
and came upon the church on the day of Pentecost.
Sur l'église au jour
and
de Pentecost.
That's what sets you free from your captivity.
Libre de votre captivité.
It's not learning.
Ce n'est pas
it's
la
not
connaissance.
Knowledge or understanding.
Ce n'est pas la connaissance ou la
it's not your good intentions.
Ce n'est pas tes bonnes intentions.
It's accepting God's
c'est
provided way.
La voie pourvue par Dieu.
And God has an appointed
et
feast,
Dieu
an appointed time.
Une fête bien déterminée
with each and every one of us,
que tout est chacun
he's appointed a day,
un rendez-vous,
a season,
une
where
saison,
he wants to deal with you
là où Dieu doit traiter avec
concerning
vous,
redemption.
Concernant la rédemption.
And the very first feast
la première fête,
was the feast of
Passover. La fête de la Pâque.
And unless that was done properly,
que cela soit fait proprement,
don't even speak about trumpets.
Il ne faut même pas parler à propos
atonement,
de trompettes,
tabernacles,
du tabernacle.
All those other things.
Et toutes ces autres choses.
As we said in the tabernacle.
Et comme nous avons dit
you
dans
first
le tabernacle,
had to get to the brazen altar.
Premièrement, vous devez aller d'abord dans l'autel
de don't try to go to the candlesticks.
Il ne faut pas aller dans les chandeliers.
And walk in the light of the candlesticks.
Marcher dans la lumière des chandeliers.
And for first you've done a thorough work at the brazen altar.
D'abord faire l'œuvre complète
that you've
dans l'autel de reins.
Recognized
et que vous devez reconnaître
your sin.
De péché.
Brass speaking of judgment.
Et le rein qui parle à propos du jugement.
That you should be judged for
et que
your
vous devriez
sin.
Être jugé pour vos péchés.
But then God, by His grace,
Dieu par sa grâce,
provides a sacrifice.
Il a pourvu un sacrifice.
You would come to the priest.
Vous devriez venir au prêtre.
Lay your hands on that sacrifice.
Et mettre tes mains sur le sacrifice.
Confess your sin.
Et confesser
there'd be a transference of guilt.
Il y ait le transfert. De la culpabilité
from you to the innocent sacrifice.
De vous à, au sacrifice innocent.
And the moment your guilt was transferred,
le moment où tes péchés étaient transférés,
there was death.
Et il y avait maintenant la
and
mort.
The blood of the sacrifice
parce
was shed.
Le sang du sacrifice
and
a coulé.
Cast the blood at the base of the altar.
Et ils ont jeté le sang sur la base.
Took
le,
certain parts
base
of the sacrifice.
Et ils ont pris certaines parties du sacrifice.
Burnt them on the holy fire.
Et ils vont brûler cela avec
the
le feu.
The judgment fire on the brazen altar.
Du vin du, dans le autel.
And the smoke went up
le fumée a monté
before Jehovah.
Devant Jéhovah.
And the prophet said he looked through the bloody
le
smoke
dit, il a regardé à travers
at the upraised hands of the worshipper.
Et le main levée de l'adorateur.
And he accepted the worship.
Et il va accepter l'adorateur.
That's how God accepts us, friends.
Comment, comme ça que Dieu nous accepte.
It has to start with the Passover.
Ça doit commencer avec l'agneau pascal.
Without that,
et sans cela,
it's knowledge.
C'est la connaissance.
It's enthusiasm.
Et c'est l'enthousiasme.
It's emotion. Whatever you want to call it.
Tout ce que vous voulez
you may feel
cela.
Religious,
et tu peux se sentir religieux,
but you're still in your sin.
Mais vous continuerez toujours
and
dans
God is going to take you no further
et
than
Dieu
where you are.
Pas loin de là où vous
until
êtes.
That sin is under the blood.
Jusqu'à tel point que ce péché-là soit sous le sang de Jésus-Christ.
To sin and its consequences. And you've confessed it. And put your sins under the blood. Then God can move you on in His great program. So we saw that yesterday. The Passover. Then the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
And
that one we'll get onto it again. Because it does speak of the seven church ages. But we saw that communion last night. The unleavened bread.
Levé.
Christ broke it.
Christ qui a
he
été
says,
brisé.
This is my body.
Et ça, c'est mon corps
that is broken for
qui est brisé pour vous.
He had no leaven.
Et il n'avait pas de levain.
Leaven speaks of sin.
Levain, ça parle du péché.
Corruption.
La corruption.
Jesus was unleavened.
Jésus était sans levain.
That's why he could be broken
et
for
c'est
us.
Pourquoi il pouvait être brisé
because
pour nous.
He had no sin of his own.
Parce qu'il n'avait pas de péché en
lui. And we saw in that picture there.
Nous avons vu dans cette
photo of the little wafer they used at the Passover, the Jews.
Nous avons vu qu'ils utilisaient pour la Pâque.
It had to be baked on a pan.
Qu'ils utilisaient dans une
that left stripes on it.
Et qui vont couper cela.
And then it had to be pricked with a fork.
Et ils vont mettre cela avec une fourchette.
Speaking of Christ,
parlant de Christ,
born in Bethlehem,
tu es né à Bethlehem,
the house of God's bread.
Dans la maison du Père du
he
Seigneur.
Says, I'm the bread that came
ici,
down from heaven.
Le pain qui est descendu du ciel.
But then that bread had to be broken.
Et ce pain-là doit être brisé.
In, under the Passover feast.
Et sous la fête de la Pâque.
And the bread had to be striped.
Le pain devrait être frappé.
By his stripes we were healed.
Et par ses maîtrisures nous
and the bread had to be pierced.
Et le pain devrait être percé.
And he was wounded for our transgressions.
Et il a été blessé pour notre
he was pierced in his hands and his feet and his brow and his side
sa bouche et à ses côtes,
under the great atonement that God
la grande expiation
established for us
et que Dieu a
for the pour forgiveness of our sins.
Pour le pardon de
so
nos
we
péchés.
Saw that last night.
Nous avons vu cela la nuit passée,
the unleavened bread
que le pain sans levain
speaks of Christ.
Et ça parle de Christ.
And then the day after,
et le jour après,
the Passover was the Friday.
Après la Pâque, la Pâque était vendredi.
He lay in the tomb. On the Saturday.
Il a été mis dans la tombe le samedi.
Then the morning after.
Le matin après cela.
Was the feast of the first fruits.
La fête du premier fruit.
When the delegation from the Sanhedrin.
La délégation des
would
conseils
cross the Kidron River.
De frères et traverser la rivière.
Go
Kidron,
to a field near Jerusalem.
Ils vont dans un champ à côté de Jérusalem.
Look into the field of barley.
Ils vont regarder dans les champs de blé.
It was barley harvest.
Find
the first sheaf, an excellent mature sheaf.
L'excellent fruit,
then they would
le premier fruit,
bind the sheaf.
Et ils vont lier ce fruit-là.
And there's the bound sheaf.
La gerbe, ils vont lier la gerbe,
and we saw Jesus having
Jésus,
broken the bread,
ayant brisé le pain,
having had communion with his disciples, the
ayant
Passover.
La communion avec ses disciples, la Pâque,
they sang a hymn.
They
crossed the Kidron River.
Le Sadducéen, ils ont traversé
and they went to Gethsemane.
Et ils sont allés, et le Kidron,
and there came a delegation from the Sanhedrin.
Délégation qui est venue des conseils des Sadducéens.
To the first chief, Christ.
Et pour le premier fruit,
and
Christ,
they bound him in Gethsemane.
Et on lui a lié à Gethsemane.
And then they had to reap the sheaf.
On devrait maintenant couper le,
take it to the temple
la gerbe et l'amener au
and
temple,
present it to the priesthood.
Et le présenter au temple.
And Jesus is bound.
Et Jésus est lié,
taken to Annas
and to Caiaphas,
the high priest,
le grand sacrificateur,
and he's delivered bound
on lui a délivré,
as the first sheaf
comme le premier fruit,
in the temple.
Au temple.
Friends, it was perfect. We saw it last
parfaitement
night.
He
perfectly fulfilled it.
Parfaitement,
we don't have time to go through everything
cela
last night, but it was perfect.
D'aller dans toutes choses la nuit passée.
Perfect how Christ
parfaitement
fulfilled
Christ.
And then we saw that sheaf
et nous avons vu que cette gerbe
before it could be an acceptable offering before Jehovah.
Être une offrande acceptable
the rest of the field couldn't be reaped.
Le reste de la fête ne pouvait pas
it
être
wasn't kosher.
Ne pouvait pas être, ce n'était pas
it wasn't acceptable before Jehovah
acceptable
until this first sheaf
was
offered as an offering,
être
was waved, and
la
burnt as a burnt offering.
Il a comme
and we saw last night the preparation of that sheaf. When they reaped that sheaf, they brought it to the priesthood, and the priesthood prepared it all night.
Et le prêtre va préparer toute la nuit.
And look at Jesus all night,
Jésus, c'était toute la nuit,
going through what he went through,
traversant ce qu'il avait
the passion of Christ.
Et les passions de Christ.
And we saw last night the first thing with that
nous
sheaf,
avons que la dernière chose
it
avec
had to be threshed.
On devrait battre
cela. It had to be whipped.
On devrait frapper cela.
It had to be beaten.
On devrait battre cela.
So that the seed
afin que la
would be set free from the shock,
soit
the stalk.
Séparé de la balle.
And we saw Christ.
Avec, nous
avons once he was condemned,
une fois qu'il a été condamné,
the first thing
la première des choses,
Pilate committed him to was to be scourged.
Lui a dit qu'il ne pouvait être frappé.
And we looked last night at what it was, a Roman whipping.
Nuit, passé le foin romain,
with that whip,
avec ce foin-là,
a short whip,
ce foin court,
with the leather thongs, stripes, straps of leather,
avec deux épines qui étaient,
with small metal balls,
attachés dans le cuivre,
or sharp pieces of bone,
avec de pièces et aiguilles différentes.
Then they would tie you to the post like this.
On les liait dans un poteau comme ça.
And then two of them would stand normally, one on each side, Roman soldiers.
Des soldats romains.
And they would lash you.
Ils vont frapper sur
your back, your buttocks and your legs.
Et dans tes pieds, dans tes
and
jambes.
They would lash right to the point of death.
Et on était en train de frapper jusqu'au point de la mort.
And we don't go into the details,
on
but it was a serious thing, a
Roman
scourging.
Et c'était, le foin romain était sérieux.
And Jesus after Gethsemane,
et Jésus après la Gethsemane,
the great spiritual battle,
et la grande bataille spirituelle,
of breaking through,
de pouvoir briser à
travers, and taking our sin upon himself,
de prendre nos péchés sur lui-même,
such a struggle,
un tel combat,
such a warfare spiritually speaking,
lutte spirituellement parlant,
until the capillaries of blood burst,
jusqu'à tel point que le sang a
in his sweat pores.
And
he sweated blood.
Le sueur et le sang.
And we saw that name of it. Him at Tidrosus last night.
Dans le type la nuit
and that
passée.
Made someone's skin so sensitive if ever that happens to someone.
La peau de quelqu'un trop sensible.
And then they took Jesus,
Jésus,
the first fruits, the sheaf,
le premier fruit,
the
la
first
germe,
one to come to maturity,
le premier fruit qui est arrivé à
the
la
one
maturité,
that had to be offered first,
celui qui devrait être agité d'abord,
so that the rest of the field could be accepted.
Afin que le reste du champ puisse être accepté.
We saw what he had to go through.
Nous avons vu ce
with the crown of thorns,
et la couronne de bille,
beaten with rods,
qui a été frappé avec
lashed with a scourge,
avec le foin,
beaten with their hands,
on frappé avec leurs mains.
And then we saw finally, once that
nous
was threshed,
une fois que cela
beaten,
complètement
that sheep,
fini,
it was ground into powder,
flour, de moudre cela,
waved
de
before the Lord.
Pour être agité
a handful was taken,
une portion de farine a été
laid on the altar,
it was
burnt before the Lord.
Pour
and
we
saw Christ after his great passion,
après sa
beaten,
passion, après avoir été
couldn't
frappé,
even carry his cross,
ne pouvait même pas porter sa croix.
They crucified him.
On lui a crucifié.
And then it was a burnt offering.
Et il était l'offrande.
There was the fiery judgment
il y avait le jugement
of Jehovah.
Le jugement de feu de Jehovah.
Your sins and mine.
Et que ton péché
that était, consumed him.
Et qui lui a consumé.
In the 3 hours of darkness
dans
on the cross.
Heures du ténèbre à la croix.
When the great transaction was done.
Dans cette grande transaction a été faite.
Between the lamb and the dove.
Entre l'agneau et la colombe.
And he had to die as a man.
Et il devait mourir comme un homme.
And he said, my God, my
et
God.
Mon Dieu,
why hast thou forsaken
et pourquoi
me?
M'as-tu abandonné?
And he died a fiery
et
death.
Il est mort, une mort de feu.
Under the fiery judgment.
Et sous le jugement de
feu. Until he said, I thirst.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'il dit, j'ai soif.
Then he said, it's finished.
Et il a dit que c'est fini.
He bowed his head and he died.
Il a courbé sa tête, il est mort.
But on Easter morning.
Mais le matin de la Pâque.
At the rising of the sun,
dans le lever du soleil,
the first fruits came forth.
Amen. Le premier fruit est venu.
The tomb couldn't hold it.
Et la tombe ne pouvait pas le tenir.
Because he was an acceptable sacrifice.
Parce qu'il était le sacrifice acceptable.
And the resurrection,
et la résurrection,
was the proof.
C'était la preuve.
That Jehovah's accepted the whole field.
Et que Jehovah a accepté les champs.
Because he lives.
Et c'est parce qu'il vit.
Because he resurrected.
Et c'est parce qu'il est ressuscité.
We can live.
Nous, on peut vivre.
We from the same field
et
as him.
Du même champ que lui.
We his sons and his daughters.
Nous sommes ses fils et ses filles.
Because the first sheaf was acceptable before Jehovah.
La première gerbe a été acceptée.
Jehovah received his due, as we saw
yesterday. Son obligation.
Jehovah confirmed to us.
Et il nous a confirmé.
I've accepted the first fruits.
Christ.
Therefore, the rest of the harvest,
et alors, le reste de la moisson,
it can come into the granary as well.
Venir aussi arriver dans la maturité.
And so those first three feasts,
ces trois premières fêtes,
they speak of what Christ has done
ça parle
for us.
À propos de ce que Christ
they
a
were fulfilled perfectly
ils étaient en train d'accomplir parfaitement
in their appointed time and season.
Dans leur temps convenable et saison.
And then came the fourth feast,
et la première, la quatrième fête,
seven Sabbaths.
Et c'était le sept sabbat.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's just pray for Sister Faith. She's not well. Heavenly Father, even as we testify of your finished work,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, our first fruits from among the dead.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, that life of yours that was released from your blood cells yes. as the Lamb. We pray, let that same life go forth to our sister now.
Amen.
Father, we curse that enemy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, the blood of the Lamb was sent to bring us deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
We apply the blood. We bring the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the judgment rod against that affliction. Amen. And we say, Satan, set our sister free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we think of Moses. When you said to him, tell Pharaoh, set my son free, that he may worship me.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We as your people, we say to that spirit of affliction and infirmity, set our sister free in Jesus' name, that she may worship with the rest of the children of
God. Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord, in expectation, because you are faithful to your promise.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we saw that between now, the first fruits,
nous avons vu que après maintenant,
the resurrection morning,
le matin de la résurrection,
and the next feast,
et la fête suivante,
there were seven Sabbaths,
il y avait sept sabbats,
which is 49 days.
Et qui était 49
and then the next feast was on the day after the Sabbath.
Et la fête
was on the
après,
Sunday.
Nous l'avons vu.
And that was the Feast of Pentecost.
Ça, c'était la fête de Pentecôte.
And the Feast of Pentecost,
la fête de Pentecôte
was the end of the wheat harvest.
C'était maintenant la fin des bleus, des champs de blé.
The first three feasts are the end of the barley harvest.
C'était la fin de la moisson de blé.
Then you get into the wheat now. It has to mature.
Et nous arrivons maintenant au blé.
And then you had to reap now
vous devez d'abord, vous devez
from the wheat harvest.
Moissonner, récolter maintenant,
grind it into flour
et le mettre dans la poudre,
and bake
la farine,
two loaves of bread
et faire deux morceaux
to
du
be
pain,
offered before the Lord on the day of Pentecost.
Pour que cela soit offert devant Dieu.
And we saw last night that was leavened bread. Because Jesus was unleavened bread. But the Feast of Pentecost not speaking of Jesus anymore. It's speaking of you and I. Because we have leaven. And they brought the leavened bread onto the altar. Two loaves.
Deux morceaux.
Speaking of the coming together of the Jews and the Gentiles in one body.
De Christ, de nations et d'Israël
through the death
dans
of Christ.
Un seul corps à travers la mort de Christ.
And those two loaves of unleavened bread
avec levain
had to be made an offering with fire before the Lord.
Se faire une offrande du feu devant le Seigneur.
And on the day of Pentecost,
au jour de Pentecôte,
there went the leavened bread, the disciples,
le disciple, le pain
with
avec
all their unbelief.
Avec toute leur
incrédulité. And Thomas saying, I won't believe unless I put my hand in his wounds. And they went to an upper room. And Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, it was an appointed feast. It was God's time. Jesus had resurrected. They'd been with him for 40 days. Then he ascended on high. And he told them, tarry in the upper room. They tarried for 10 days. The 50th day. The day after the Sabbath was the day of Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost. It was another appointed season for Jehovah to keep his appointments with man. And friends, every one of us need that appointment as well. The Passover on its own is not enough. You need Pentecost. Because the entering in of the Gentile age came with the Feast of Pentecost. And we are still worshiping under the Feast of Pentecost. The Gentile age is the Feast of Pentecost. This leavened bread to be set free from your leaven of sin and corruption. It's not in your own strength. It's not by power. It's not by might, saith the Lord. But it's by my spirit. And it took that quickening power of the Holy Ghost. That fire came down upon those loaves of leavened bread. Transformed them. And we began the church ages. And that's when the great Seven cycles of Gentile harvest went forth.
Sept cycles de nations a commencé.
Was from the day of Pentecost.
C'était le jour de Pentecôte.
So those four feasts,
ces quatre fêtes,
have been fulfilled perfectly in this season.
A été accompli parfaitement dans ces choses.
They appointed seasons.
Dans leur temps bien déterminé.
And as we said yesterday,
et comme nous avons
dit, if God is so precise,
Dieu est tellement précis,
in keeping His appointed redemptive seasons with His people,
ses saisons rédemptrices. Son peuple,
in the feast of the past,
au fête de la Pâque,
how much more in the three prophetic feasts that are still to come?
Dans les autres trois fêtes prophétiques,
they're going to come just on time.
Cela va venir exactement au temps.
To achieve just the purpose they were sent
pour achever exactement le but par lequel
friend for
envoyé.
God. To fulfill
Dieu
His plan,
it
needs an appointed season.
Ça demande un temps bien
for
de
God to come down and meet
pour
with man,
Dieu puisse descendre et
rencontrer
you l'homme,
can never fulfill God's purpose in your life
le but de Dieu d'avoir
until there's an appointed season.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'il y ait une saison bien déterminée.
And you think of the prophet,
si vous pensez à propos de
a
prophète,
young boy,
un jeune homme,
a whirlwind comes in a tree,
et quand le tourbillon est venu,
an appointed season,
et dans un temps convenable,
God's appointed season. He says, do not eat, do not drink, do not smoke. Do not defile yourself. I have a work for you to do later.
Baptizing, 1933,
17th person. 17 speaks of redemption. Baptizing the 17th person. There's an appointed meeting once again. Here comes the pillar of fire. Down before 3,000 witnesses. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, you are sent to forerun His second coming. There was an appointed meeting to move Him along in the prophetic timetable
devrait le conduire dans les temps, dans l'horaire de Dieu bien
that God had in His life.
Dieu avait dans sa vie.
1946. Trouble, turmoil has been in his life.
Les troubles sont venus dans sa vie.
He doesn't understand.
Il ne comprend pas.
His ministry, his
son
calling.
Ministère, son appel.
He gets it deep in him.
Il a eu une profondeur à
responding
lui-même.
To a deep in Jehovah.
Pour répondre à une profondeur qui
he
est
tells his wife,
il a dit à sa
I'm
femme,
going out to the cave.
Je vais aller dans la cave.
I don't know when I'm coming back.
Je sais pas quand je vais
revenir. I can't remain like this.
Je peux pas rester comme ça.
He goes and he prays.
Il est allé, il a prié.
Then the pillar of fire comes down.
La colonne de feu est descendue.
He has the footsteps of and the angel of the Lord steps forward to give him an understanding of his strange birth and his ministry and to send him forth with the gift of healing to the nations of the world.
Friend,
that was an appointed meeting to move him along in the prophetic timetable of his life. This is God's plan, not ours, friends. And if God is going to achieve anything with us, we're
going
to have seasons that is appointed, that He's going to meet with us. And whenever He meets with us, that moves us along in our calling. You can't do it in yourself. That's all the church can do, is to respond to the anointing. We are the woman.
Nous sommes la femme.
We are the bride.
Nous sommes l'épouse.
We are not to initiate anything ourselves.
Nous ne pouvons pas rien faire à
nous-mêmes. It's the man
et c'est
who
l'homme
initiates things.
Qui y prend l'initiation
and the
des
woman
choses.
Has to respond.
Et la femme doit répondre à cela.
So friends, as we come near to the end,
que nous arrivons vers la fin,
to the change of these bodies,
le changement de son corps,
it's not
de ses corps,
by your power or your might that's going to do it.
Ou par ta force qui va
there's
going
to be appointed seasons
il doit y avoir une saison bien déterminée
that God is going to meet with us.
Dieu va se raconter
and all you've got to do is respond
tout ce que vous devez faire, c'est de
in the time of your visitation,
de votre visitation
and God will quicken you
Dieu va te vivifier,
and move you from where you are
te déplacer de là où vous
to the place that He's appointed
la place
you to
qu'il
be.
A destiné que
that's where God has always worked,
c'est ce que Dieu a toujours
we
travaillé.
Can't pull anything out of God.
Rien.
It's God's plan. All
Dieu.
We can do is respond.
On peut faire, c'est répondre au
that when He draws near to us,
quand il
let's draw near to Him.
Nous
when the deep inside of us
la profondeur à notre
senses
intérieur.
This is the season now,
ça, c'est la saison maintenant.
Jehovah wants to commune with me.
Je vais communier avec
this is an appointed feast. I can sense that it's coming
déterminé.
On.
Je suis en train de sentir
what
que
you need to do,
que vous devez faire.
Purge the leaven. Purge the leaven from your life. Purge the leaven from your
heart.
Let's keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity, like the song says. You just humble yourself. Lay aside the foolishness. Lay aside the unnecessary things at those seasons. And let him have his way. And he'll take you from where you are. And he'll move you along by the power of his grace, the power of divine visitation. And he will take you to where you're supposed to be.
Friends, I always give that example.
When I was saved, I wasn't seeking for Christ. Jesus says, you never sought for me. I sought for you. I was living in sin, listening to my music, going out to my worldly entertainment. Then there came an appointed season that was appointed before the foundation of the world, in the great purpose that God proposed inside of himself, according to the working of election.
Because
everything with God works according to the plan of election. And then God came.
Et Dieu est venu.
And he visited me.
Et il m'a visité.
And he revealed himself to me.
Il s'est révélé à moi.
Did I deserve it? I didn't deserve it.
We're saved
by grace. We love him because he first loved us. When yet we were dead in sin, the Bible says. Christ died for us. Friends. This is God's plan.
Ça, c'est le plan de Dieu.
And then I was in the denomination,
dans les dénominations,
speaking in tongues like the Pentecostals,
dans les langues comme les
seeking prosperity,
de chercher la prospérité et toutes ces choses.
Sincere.
Sincère.
Jehovah said no.
Jehovah dit
it's
non.
Time for another appointed season.
C'est le temps
I need to move him from where he is
to
where he's supposed to be.
Je dois te faire sortir
I never sought the message of the hour.
Je n'ai pas cherché le
message. He sent it to me.
Et il a envoyé
he sent it to me.
Il a envoyé
because it was a divine appointment
proposed
inside of himself
qui a été déterminé par
before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
And surely it's not going to change.
Right?
For me to be in the rapture
pour moi d'être dans l'enlèvement,
doesn't mean I
cela ne veut pas
have
dire
to
moi.
Force my way there.
Je dois forcer
no.
Mon chemin. Non.
I need to respond
je dois répondre
to the anointing.
À l'onction.
The prophet says all the church can do
le prophète dit que tout
is respond to the anointing. When that appointed season comes, when he says, I want to move you on, John, come up higher. Just respond. And he'll take you up higher and show you things to come. But you've got to respond in the day of your visitation. That is the key to getting anywhere with God. Recognize those seasons of the appointed feasts. Because each of these feasts had a specific beginning and a specific end. Jesus came to Israel. It was their day of visitation. There was the beginning and the ending of their visitation. And when they never took advantage of their appointed season that Jehovah sent among them, Jesus wept over them. He said, if only you would have known your day. But now it's hidden from your eyes. And now the Romans are going to come. Not one stone is going to be left upon another. And he says, why? Because you knew not the day of your visitation. And friends, the best thing you can do when God speaks to you, give him full attention. Don't get caught up in unnecessary things. We're in a very prophetic season, friends. These feasts are junctions in God's great prophetic timetable.
There's
special prophetic seasons
la saison bien prophétique,
where heavens are opened,
là où le ciel est ouvert,
angels are descending,
les anges sont en train de
and God is dealing with his people
est en train de traiter avec son
in unusual ways.
D'une façon identique.
Between the feasts, things go quiet.
Fête, les choses sont différentes.
There's not much that takes place between these feasts.
Qui prend place
but when the time of these feasts comes,
quand le temps de ces fêtes est
friends, arrivé, we need to respond.
Nous devons répondre.
And now we are living again
nous sommes en train de vivre
in the days of the last feast.
Dans les jours de dernière fête.
The trumpets have sounded.
Les trompettes ont sonné.
The trumpets have sounded.
Les trompettes ont sonné.
The Feast of Trumpets. I'll just read this quote first of all.
Premièrement.
Just to confirm this. This is what the prophet says. In Christ is the mystery of God revealed. We
donc,
know this
Christ
quote.
Le mystère de Dieu bien révélé.
It says, now God had a purpose. and a hidden mystery.
Et le mystère caché.
God had a purpose.
Et Dieu avait un but.
In himself.
Et à lui-même.
In making us.
Et à nous créant.
In making man.
En créant l'homme.
He had a purpose.
Avait un but.
And a hidden mystery.
Et le
it was hidden in himself. It was sealed up inside of God himself.
À l'intérieur de Dieu lui-même.
To be unsealed in due season.
Pour être décelé au temps convenable.
That's what I want to speak on to the church this morning.
C'est ce que je veux parler à l'église ce matin.
The hidden mystery of God.
Le mystère caché de Dieu.
That he had in his mind.
Et qu'il avait dans ses pensées.
Before the world ever began.
Avant la fondation du monde.
And how that it's unfolded itself right down to this present hour.
Se dévoile jusqu'à tel à cette récit.
That we live in.
Et que nous sommes en train
de then you will understand clearly.
Et vous allez comprendre clairement là-bas.
On I believe what is being done.
Que je crois à ce qui a été fait.
Friends, you don't want to be in a day like this.
Et nous ne voulons pas être dans un jour
walking
comme ça,
in confusion.
À train de marcher dans la confusion.
Walking in darkness.
À train de marcher dans
when you
terrain.
Have a sure word of prophecy.
Pendant que nous avons une
when you have a divine compass.
Nous avons un boussole divin.
The prophetic word.
La parole prophétique.
To point you straight home. To the North Star. You don't need to be confused in a time like this. Wondering where are we? What do we need to do? I don't think we need that. Because God has given us a great provision of grace in this age that we're living in. And God has come down to us in the dullness of mind that we are.
Le pensée sombre que nous avons.
And he's had patience with us.
Il est patient avec
like nous. He did his disciples,
il a fait avec ses disciples
when he walked the shores of Galilee,
il a marché le riz de Galilée,
understanding our infirmities, understanding our shortcomings. But he walks with us and he continually
nous.
Wants to persuade us to get us to understand
il veut nous amener dans une
where we are.
Là où nous sommes,
in the great timetable
dans le grand temps horaire de Dieu,
of his mystery plan.
Des plans de son ministère.
Now think of this.
Pensez à propos de
the disciples.
Le disciple,
I'll just get a full picture if I can. I don't have
si
one
je
there.
Peux envoyer une photo, là.
I think I missed the other feasts of there. But the final three feasts. Trumpets.
Les trois fêtes finales. Les trompettes.
Atonement.
L'expiation.
Tabernacles.
Le tabernacle.
When Jesus came. The Son of Man,
le Fils de
walking among men,
à train de marcher parmi les
walking gens, with his disciples.
À train de marcher avec ses disciples,
where did their discouragement come from?
Où est venu leur découragement?
They didn't recognize where they were.
Amen. Ils n'ont pas reconnu là où ils
they
étaient.
Thought it was the time of tabernacles.
Et ils pensaient que c'était le temps
when the Son of David is going to establish his throne in the millennium. That's what tabernacles is.
Quand cela va s'établir au millénium.
They were saying, Lord, when are you going to establish your throne?
Quand vous allez
when are you going to whip these Romans?
Et quand vous allez frapper ces Romains?
But it wasn't that season at all.
It
was the season of the Passover. And the Son of Man was trying to tell them all the time, I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be delivered into the hands of the Gentiles. They're going to whip me. They're going to spit on me. They're going to put me to death. But I'm going to rise again on the third day. That's the first three feasts. He was trying, the Son of Man, trying to reveal their feast to them. But they never caught it. Because they weren't in the Spirit at that time. That and he had gone to Pentecost. And then when those feasts were fulfilled, perfectly, and he died, and he went in the grave, and then the first fruits came up on the resurrection morning. They didn't even believe. When the woman came and told them he's risen,
Thomas is never.
Unless I put my
finger.
I wouldn't believe that he's risen. And some of them were so discouraged because they were misplacing the word. They didn't know what they were supposed to expect in that day. They were expecting something which wasn't for them in that season. And off they go to Emmaus. Discouraged. Backsliding. We never thought it was going to be like this. This great prophet that rose up. We thought it was he that was going to deliver Israel. Friends, the first deliverance is the deliverance from sin. Before God can deliver you from anything else, he first has to deliver you from sin. They wanted deliverance from the Romans.
Yet
they were in a greater bondage than that. In the bondage to sin. And Jesus came to bring them deliverance. To set the captives free. But they were misplacing the whole program. And it's only after Pentecost, when the spirit of truth came into them. Then they took those same, they said, oh, now we understand. It had to be like this. This was the predetermined counsel of God. He had to be delivered into the hands of wicked men. He had to be put to death. He had to rise again. Because that was the season that we were living in. That's why they were taken unawares. Because they didn't recognize their day. And its message. And that's why the denominations today are confused. They're running after entertainment, rock and roll music in church. Prosperity preaching, building up their kingdom on earth. Why? They haven't recognized their day and their message.
Amen.
That's where they've gone
on. Amen.
That's when you get all disoriented. Friends, if you don't have a compass, you're going to get lost. If you don't know that you need to keep lined up with the North Star, you're going to go astray. Because there's only one star that doesn't move in the sky. That's the North Star, the Pole Star. The rest of them rotate every night. You get confused. And it's not because we're better than anybody. It's an appointed feast.
Amen.
C'est une fête bien déterminée que Jéhovah a placée pour nous amener maintenant à ce qui est exigé pour cet âge ici,
sous cette grande fête.
So we go now,
nous allons maintenant
through this next
à travers maintenant
season
between
Pentecost
entre la Pentecôte
and trumpets.
Et les trompettes. C'est 3 mois.
3 months.
C'est 3 mois.
It's a long period.
C'est une longue période.
So this is the feast of Pentecost.
Ça, c'est le fête, la fête.
This is the time of the Gentiles.
Ça, c'est le temps des nations.
When the Jews rejected him,
les Juifs l'ont rejeté,
under the feasts
sous that le fête,
came to them,
et qui est venu en est,
he turned to the Gentiles.
Il est tourné maintenant aux
nations. And he stopped dealing with the Jews.
Amen. Il a arrêté de traiter avec les Juifs.
But these feasts show us one thing.
Mais ce fête nous montre une
seule chose. At the end,
jusqu'à la fin,
he has an appointed time with the Jews again. Because the Feast of Trumpets, we'll see it as we go. I just want to summarize it today. The Feast of Trumpets is God has to bring his people, the Jews, back into the covenant land before he can reveal his covenant to them, the new covenant. And the Jews had scattered into all the nations. They were living at ease in Zion, in Europe. The big men of the countries. But God said, my covenant, it only applies to you when you're in the promised land. And when they wouldn't go back willingly, there had to be 6 trumpets sounded. And the prophet shows us in the seals, a trumpet is a political disturbance. It speaks of war. And they rose up Hitler, Mussolini, and the pogroms in Russia. And the prophet says God had to send the wolves among the sheep to send them back to the sheepfold. And there came 6 trumpets of persecution. And the Jews, 6 million put to death. Out of 18 million in Europe, 1/3 of them were put to death.
De 18 millions en Europe, c'est 8 millions qu'on a mis à mort.
And that was the trumpets.
Ça, c'était les trompettes.
That was the distress among the nations.
C'était la destruction parmi les nations.
That was people betraying one to another, like Jesus said.
Qui étaient en train de se trahir l'un à l'autre, comme Jésus.
That was the amateur tribulation under Hitler, Eichmann, and Mussolini.
Ça, Mussolini et
and that pushed Israel back. 1948, May 7th, Israel accepted as a nation, the United Nations. That's already happened.
Et cela s'est passé complètement.
So we know,
et nous savons,
according to the prophetic timetable,
selon le temps prophétique,
the final events are already in motion.
Les événements finales,
the final feast has started. Feasts are starting to kick in now.
Ils sont maintenant d'entrer dans cela.
Trumpets.
Les trompettes.
Now the trumpets does just one thing.
Les trompettes fait une seule chose.
It gathers you.
They
blow the trumpet to gather the people.
Pour rassembler les gens.
But then something has to happen when you've gathered them.
Quelque chose doit se passer quand vous
you've gathered them for a purpose.
Vous êtes rassemblés là-bas avec
and the next feast is the Feast of Atonement.
La fête suivante, c'est la fête de l'expiation.
And the Jews have been gathered for
et
a purpose.
Les Juifs étaient rassemblés pour un but.
So that Christ,
afin que Christ
can reveal himself
puisse se révéler lui-même,
as the great atonement.
Amen. Amen.
Comme la they grande need expiation. To recognize the great Passover atonement.
L'agneau pascal, la grande
they haven't recognized
pascal.
It.
Il doit reconnaître cela.
So Christ is going to reveal himself
et
to the Jews.
Va se révéler lui-même aux Juifs.
And 144,000
144,000
are going to be born in a day
sera né dans un seul jour
through the ministry of Moses and Elijah.
À travers le ministère de Moïse et Élie.
And then the final feast,
et la fête finale,
once they accept Christ
et une fois qu'ils acceptent
in the great tribulation period,
dans cette grande période de tribulation,
into the millennium.
Et ils vont entrer dans la millennium.
Tabernacles,
dans le millennium,
where Christ rules as the Son of David.
Christ dirige comme le fils de
David. Enthroned in Jerusalem,
il est en trône à Jérusalem.
With his bride ministering to him.
Qui est en train de lui
and the Jews in their appointed
et le Juif dans leur place,
portion,
dans leur
which God promised them through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's the feast of Tabernacles.
That's the Feast of Tabernacles. Now we'll get into that in detail, but just for you to understand, those are the feasts we're heading into. And we're already in that season now. And the great thing is,
Israel
is God's timepiece. God allotted a certain time to Israel. We see in 70 weeks of Daniel. And when God starts dealing with the Jews again,
quand Dieu commence à traiter avec les Juifs
concerning redemption, never be another Gentile saved. He's going to turn his back on the Gentiles, close the door of the ark, judgment will fall, then he reveals himself to the Jews. And that's where we are in time. We'll understand it as we go. So maybe just to simplify it a bit, as we finish with this thought, we want to bring it in the life of Joseph. Because Joseph, we know, is a perfect type of Christ.
C'est le type parfum de Christ.
There's so many times you'll find the prophet says, Joseph is a perfect type of Christ. There's not many perfect types of Christ in the Bible. But Joseph is one. He was the firstborn of his mother. He was a shepherd. All the things of his youth. He was loved by his father, above his brethren. He was given the covenant robe, the seven colors of the rainbow. He was put above his brethren. He was given a commission, and he reproved the evil like Jesus did to the Jews. And Joseph brought a report of the evil of his brothers.
Et Joseph a pris l'opprobre de
and they hated him for
de ses frères et lui a haï de ses
and they hated Jesus because
Jesus.
He brought light into their darkness.
C'est parce qu'il a amené la lumière
au because lumière. He was commissioned of his father to do that.
Il a été commissionné par son frère
and Joseph was commissioned of his father to do exactly
Joseph
what he
a
did.
Été commissionné de son père de faire cela.
Joseph. Then he had his dreams.
Et il avait ses rêves.
The visions of Joseph.
Les visions de Joseph.
And they hated him for his vision
because
he was spiritual above his
brethren.
So we can see his background.
On peut voir maintenant.
But let's have a look at the first feast in Joseph.
Regardons d'abord les premières fêtes à Joseph.
Genesis 37,
Genèse 37,
verse 23.
Verse 23.
We'll just read some scriptures.
Ils ont quelques écritures.
Let's have a look in Joseph.
Regardons Joseph.
His brothers hate him.
Ses frères l'ont haï.
They plan now to put him to death.
Ils l'ont planifié à le mettre à mort.
Genesis 37, verse 23.
Ils ont planifié pour le tuer, verset 23.
And it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat. What did they do on the cross?
Et qu'est-ce qu'ils ont fait to à Jesus? La croix, à Jésus?
They took his robe.
Et ils ont pris sa
and
robe.
They were gambling for his robe.
Et ils étaient en train de faire cela
they stripped him of his coat.
Et ils l'ont dépouillé
verse 24.
De sa robe, de sa tunique.
They took him, cast him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. So they take him and they cast him in the pit. And then Judah, which is the Hebrew name for Judas, says we can make some money out of this. There's
a
profit to be made from this. Let's rather sell him for silver.
Vendor Joseph pour l'argent.
And they sell him 20 pieces of silver
et
to the Ishmaelites.
À 20 pièces d'argent.
And the greater than Joseph, Jesus,
plus grand que Joseph,
Judas sells him for 30 pieces of silver.
Vendi à 30 pièces
betrays pièces him for that.
Et on lui a vendi à cela.
So this is the passion of Joseph.
Ça, c'était le passion de Joseph.
This is what Joseph is going through.
C'est
this is the Passover. Joseph being cast in the pit.
Joseph, qui a été jeté dans
Joseph
la,
in the prison
dans la citerne, dans l'abîme,
speaks of the death of Christ.
Dans la prison, en train de parler.
That's his passion.
Ça, c'est la passion.
It's perfectly a type.
C'est parfaitement un type.
Look, I don't know if I have the picture there. Yes.
Je sais pas si j'ai la photo.
There's Joseph in prison.
Voici Joseph en prison.
There's the two, the butler and the baker. He interprets a dream.
Il a interprété
one is lost, one is saved.
L'un est perdu et l'autre
Jesus on the cross.
Jésus à la croix.
The two thieves. One is lost, one is saved.
L'un est sauvé,
so Joseph in prison is Christ on the cross.
C'est Christ à la croix.
Joseph stripped, cast into the pit.
Joseph a été jeté dans la Bible.
In the prison house.
Dans la prison.
How did he get in the prison house?
Comment il est entré là-bas?
He was falsely accused.
Il était accusé faussement.
How was Jesus crucified?
Et comment Jésus a
he was falsely accused.
There
had nothing against him. He was innocent of all of the charges. And the charge of Potiphar's wife against Joseph, Joseph was perfectly innocent. So Joseph wasn't in prison for himself. Jesus never died for himself. Joseph never went through the sufferings that he went through for himself. Jesus never went through the sufferings he went through for himself. It was for us. Joseph had to come into Egypt for two purposes. Firstly, to bring deliverance to the Gentiles, to save the Gentile nations. There's going to be 7 years of plenty, 7 cycles of sowing and reaping. That's the seven church ages. And Joseph is going to be in charge of that. He's left his brethren, they've rejected him. The story moves from Jacob and his sons. And it moves to Joseph and the Gentiles. And Joseph is the Passover, unleavened bread, his sufferings, his threshing, going through those things. And then what's the next thing? He's taken from the prison house to be presented before Pharaoh. And then he's given power by Pharaoh, seated at the right hand of
Pharaoh,
given the ring, given the robe, authority over the Gentiles. That's a type of the resurrection. Joseph from the prison is the first fruits. Christ coming from the grave, coming from the tomb. And it's interesting the way that it says it. Look in Genesis 41, verse 14. Look at the first fruits in Joseph. Verse 14. Genesis 41, verse 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. The king's proclamation. The word of the king said, come forth. And in the word of a king is power. And Jesus, 3 days and nights, the third day, come forth. The decree. And hastily he comes out of prison. The seals are broken. The prison can't keep him anymore. And Joseph in prison, the word comes at the appointed time, set him free. And suddenly the prison bars break open. Joseph is taken from prison, from his passion and his suffering, and he's standing in the presence of Pharaoh, the ruler of the superpower, the greatest man on earth. And he's given authority. And he's given a
commission.
7 years of plenty. You're responsible for the harvest. And that's what you've been through, the seven churches. So that's the first fruits. Verse 41 of that same chapter, Genesis 41, 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Now his brethren, Joseph's brethren, they're still in Israel, in Canaan. The story is totally moved off them. It's nothing to do with them now. They've rejected Joseph. So the story moves now to the next feast, the Feast of Pentecost. Because Pentecost is when Joseph goes out through the land and brings in the harvest. Joseph's authority now.
C'est l'autorité de
That's
Joseph.
The feast
maintenant.
Of Pentecost.
Et c'est la fête des
we are under Pentecost.
Nous sommes sous
but
la
Christ is still bringing in the last of the Gentile harvest.
Faire sortir le dernier de la moisson des nations.
So Joseph,
Joseph
is given that authority.
On lui a donné cette autorité.
Verse 42, Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, put it on Joseph's hand, arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, put the gold chain around his neck. Verse 43, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt, over the Gentiles. Joseph, Zaphnath-Paaneah, the revealer of secrets, also means the savior of the world. He's the savior of the Gentiles now. His brethren know nothing about this program. They don't know the great program that God's unfolding down there in Egypt. Why? Because Joseph is veiled as a Gentile. He's speaking a Gentile language.
Il était en train de parler une langue des nations.
A language they don't understand.
Une langue qu'ils ne comprennent pas.
Things the Jews don't understand.
Les choses que les Juifs ne comprennent pas.
The things that we speak about.
Les choses que nous parlons.
They're still under the old covenant.
Ça, ce n'est pas leur langue.
The new covenant hasn't been revealed to them yet.
La nouvelle langue, l'alliance n'est pas encore révélée.
So Joseph goes through his passion.
Joseph va aller dans ses passions.
Passover. Unleavened bread.
Le pain sans
He's levain. Bound in chains and fetters.
Lié dans des chaînes de rein.
Cast in a pit.
Jeté dans la
falsely cigarette. Accused.
Et faussement accusé.
Sold for silver.
Qui a été vendu pour l'argent.
But the Lord is with him in prison.
Mais le Seigneur était avec lui
showing
prison.
That it wasn't there for himself.
Il a montré sûrement qu'il n'était
he
pas là pour lui-même.
He was there under the expressed
Il
purpose of Jehovah.
Sous le but de Jehovah.
It was a divine purpose for
Et
him to be there.
Le but de divin
Just as much
là-bas.
As Christ and all the things that he went
façon,
through.
Christ, toutes les choses qu'il a
traversé. So he gets exalted to the throne.
Il a été exalté
that types the resurrection.
Typifie la résurrection.
The first fruits.
Le premier fruit.
Now.
Maintenant.
The first fruits,
le premier fruit,
one has to be accepted before the others.
L'un doit d'abord être accepté avant les autres.
One has to be the first fruits
l'un doit être
to go before the others.
Aller avant
then the others can enter in as well.
Les autres peuvent entrer aussi.
Joseph has to be accepted before Pharaoh first
être accepté devant Pharaon.
Before his brethren can enter Goshen.
Amen. Afin que ses frères soient
He's the
acceptés.
First fruits.
Il est le premier fruit.
He has to be waved first.
Il doit d'abord être agité.
He has to go through the things that he goes through
Il
first.
Doit d'abord traverser les choses qu'il devrait traverser
and then the rest of the harvest from the sons of Jacob can come in later.
Des fils de la de fils de Jacob
so he had to be accepted first.
Il doit d'abord être accepté.
Now look in verse 45, chapter 41 there. Let's not forget another thing of Joseph. When he's exalted to the right hand of Pharaoh, verse 45, Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, the priest of On. He was given a Gentile bride by Pharaoh.
Une épouse et des nations par Pharaon.
Hey.
Amen.
He's given a Gentile bride.
Il a donné une épouse.
Behold, a greater than Asenath is here.
Et voici le plus grand que
That's who we are. We are Asenath in this day.
Nous sommes la femme de
During
Asenath,
that great feast of Pentecost in Egypt.
Pendant cette fête de
there was no one closer to Joseph than Asenath, the bride. There were others being saved, but there was only one Asenath. There was one bride. There was a general harvest, but there was the bride as well. And there was only one person who knew. When Joseph's brothers come down just now in the story, there's only one person apart from Joseph who knows the full mystery of what's going on. Asenath. She knows this is his brothers. I know who they are. And I know who he is. But they don't recognize him yet. And friends, that's the day we're living in. Because the mystery has been unveiled. We see the Jews coming back to their promised land. Seeking the Messiah. Under a divine call. But the Messiah hasn't yet revealed himself. Asenath is still on the scene. But she knows the program.
Mais elle connaît le programme.
She knows the great symphony that's
elle
taking place.
La grande symphonie qui est en train de se passer.
She knows the great drama.
Elle connaît le grand
that Joseph is taking his brothers through. Remember all the things he put them through. They don't understand these sons of Jacob. Why is he speaking so rough to us? Why are we being put in the prison? They're scared. They don't understand. It's the same as the Jews. Why did he allow these things to happen to us? We're the people of Jehovah. But there was someone on the earth that day who knew. And she was a Gentile. And she was the bride of Joseph. And she knew exactly where things were in the great symphony. She knew just any time now. My husband is going to reveal himself to his brothers. That's exactly where they were in time. That's why Asenath is the Gentile bride. She knew all these things Joseph is doing to his brothers. It's to purge them. It's to get them ready for a great revelation and a great blessing. And we know that what Israel's going through now and what they're going to go through in the tribulation, the prophet told us, is to purge Israel, to prepare them for the time of a day of atonement when Joseph Christ is going to reveal himself to his brethren, the Jews. That's the day they were living in. She alone knew that mystery. Now look in verse 46. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh the king. Christ entered his ministry at 30. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt to all nations. How Joseph has gone, the Gentiles. Verse 47. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. The church ages, they came in by handfuls, friends. The great harvest from the Gentiles. Right from Paul's day, Arrhenius, all the way through Luther, Wesley, to our age, the Gentile harvest came in handfuls. And he gathered up all the food, yeah?
Il a rassemblé toute la nourriture.
Verse 49, and Joseph gathered corn
as
the sand of the sea until he left it numbering, for it was without number. It's a great multitude, friends.
Une grande multitude.
Revelation 7, a great multitude that no man could number.
Apocalypse, chapitre 7, une grande multitude que personne ne pouvait compter.
So the trumpets, they sounded.
Et les trompettes ont sonné.
Because what's happening?
There
comes distress among the nations. Let's look at that now as we come. Take a few more minutes to close. Genesis 42. The seven cycles of Gentile harvest have finished. The time of famine starts to set in.
Amen.
There's distress among the nations. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Times are becoming hard. See what happens at the end of the Gentile ages. And Joseph's brothers, their existence is in peril. If something's not done, there ain't going to be no more house of Jacob no more.
Amen.
The time of Jacob's trouble.
Amen. Le temps de trouble de
Jacob. It comes to that time.
Amen. Nous sommes arrivés à ce temps.
And 42 verse 1.
Et 42 verset 1.
Now when Jacob saw there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look one upon another?" And he said, "Behold, I've heard there's corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." So Jacob's brothers, Joseph's brothers, because of the conditions, they have to gather to Joseph. Jehovah brings about conditions to push the brethren down. And that's exactly what's happening to Israel. With Hitler, Mussolini, and all the things that are taking place, there's going to be a covenant with Rome that's going to be broken. And Jehovah's going to press them into that place where Joseph's going to be their only answer. Jesus, in the tribulation period. So this distress and famine forces them to come together to Joseph. It's conditions beyond their control. And friends, that's the day that we live in. Verse 6, chapter 42 there. Joseph was the governor over the land. And he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren and he knew them, but he made himself strange to them. They thought Jesus was a Gentile sort of a guy. A strange sort of a guy. His father was a Samaritan.
Et que son père était Samaritain.
And Jesus is going to put those Jews through some hardships. They've already gone some under the trumpets. And there's more to come. To prepare them for the atonement, he's going to reveal himself to them. And that's what Joseph did. He made himself strange to them. But there's one thing now that has to happen. Joseph, now he looks, he puts his brethren to the test. We know the story. They bring Benjamin down. He puts his cup in Benjamin's sack. Then he sees his brethren already now. The time of Jacob's trouble has done its job. And there's Judah, was it? Judah saying, let me be surety. Rather bind me and set the lad free and all that. But there's one thing that is between Joseph and his revealing himself to his
brethren.
Is the fact that Asenath is still with him.
Yeah.
Asenath can't be there.
Asenath, ne peut pas être
Asenath must be sent to the palace.
Emma, Emma. Asenath doit être envoyée dans la cour.
And until she's sent to the palace,
yeah. Une fois qu'elle est envoyée à la cour,
atonement can't come.
L'expiation
reconciliation for sin
réconciliation pour
cannot come. We'll see it in the 70 weeks of Daniel.
Nous allons voir dans les 7 semaines de Daniel.
That's why in chapter 45, verse 1.
C'est pourquoi, chapitre 45,
then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. There's the trumpet. Joseph making himself strange to his brethren. But then comes atonement. Joseph needs to reveal himself to his brethren. And it says, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him. While Joseph made himself known to his brethren. And the prophet says, in Feast of Trumpets, then he returns back to make himself known like Joseph did to his brethren. The 144,000. But the church is raptured. Remember when Joseph made himself known to his brethren, his wife and all of them were in the palace. There were no Gentiles around. He dismissed them. He says, oh, don't you see where we're at? It's so late in the hour. Not because we say so. But every type in the Bible shows us, friends. It's so late. Just any minute. The last Gentile's coming in. Then Joseph is going to say, Asenath, you can't be there. When I reveal myself to my brothers, go to the palace. And he dismisses her to the palace. The rapture. And the Gentile bride's not going to be there no more. And it's just going to be Joseph and his brethren. In the last half week of Daniel's 70th week, the last 3.5 years, it's just Christ dealing with the Jews. He ain't dealing with us Gentiles no more. He's not dealing with us anymore. He has to dismiss her so we can place ourselves and see where are we in the story. We've already seen the great famine in the lands. We see the banks are collapsing. Look what it says in verse 53 to show the economic conditions of the day when Asenath was sent now to the palace. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. The years of plenteousness have ended and they're not coming back again. Let me tell you that. If you think the governments are going to fix it, they're not.
Et si vous pensez que les gouvernements
according to prophecy, there's got to be the system of the beast. When no man can buy or sell unless you're part of the system. And that's what all of this economic confusion is about. It's the shaking of these kingdoms so that Nimrod's vision can be fulfilled. One world government.
Amen.
Under the man of sin, the greater than Nimrod, the beast himself, and he's going to rule using the economies of the world. There's coming a collapse, friends. Verse 54. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands. It doesn't matter where you go. You can't run away from the economic conditions of this day. There was distress. The economies were collapsing. Go to chapter 47, verse 15. Look at the beginning of that verse. I always like that verse. Chapter 47, verse 15. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph. It got so bad that money failed. But when the money failed, Asenath was in the palace. You see where it was? They just saw the beginning of the distress. Then they were dismissed. Asenath and Manasseh and Ephraim, they were dismissed to the palace. And now once Joseph makes himself known to his brethren, chapter 45, things fall apart. Money fails. But Joseph is looking after his brethren. You see, when money fails, it's just Joseph and his brothers. It's just Jesus dealing with the Jews. It's the tribulation period. Revelation 13, no man can buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast or his name or the number of his name. You've got to be part of the system because things are going to fail. Chapter 47 at the end, it says, they came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence, for the money faileth. That's exactly. So that's where we are in time, friends. In Joseph. What was the next thing, the final thing? He reveals himself to his brethren. That's the Feast of Atonement. And they recognize what they did to God's grace for them. God provided them Joseph to be their savior, to be their deliverer. But they hated him, did away with him. And now they recognize, this is Joseph. He says, I am Joseph, your brother. Don't be troubled because you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Because I had to get a Gentile bride. There had to be the great Gentile harvest during the time of Zaphnath pioneer. And God sent me before you to preserve prosperity for you and posterity for you. And then what happens? Pharaoh gives the command. Give them the best of the land. That's the millennium. The Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen.
Joseph said, I will nourish you. And they were the kings of the earth, Jacob and his sons. Because of their relationship with Joseph. And they lived in the fatness of the land. Friends, those are the feasts that are there. That's the tabernacles, Goshen. The millennium. When Jesus will sit on the throne. And all of Israel will be in the allotted portion. And the Gentile bride will be there. There's Joseph. There's Asenath. And there's Jacob and his sons. Living with Joseph. The nourisher of his people. The revealer of secrets. The savior of the world. That's what Zaphnath pioneered.
le nom de Joseph.
That's how the great story finishes.
Et c'est comme ça que l'histoire s'est terminée.
In the feast in Joseph.
C'est dans le fête à Joseph.
So where are we?
Où est-ce
what are we waiting for next?
Où sommes-nous?
There's nothing else.
Il n'y a rien d'autre.
But the rapture.
Amen.
Christ to get us in that final
Amen.
Quickening.
Christ nous a amené dans
that final divine appointment with the Gentiles.
Et avec, les nations.
The prophet says, when you see that council beginning to tighten up, the world council,
les conseils communiques commencent à se serrer,
watch the third pool then.
Il faut regarder maintenant la
prochaine It'll lay quiet now. Won't be used in a great way. But when that council begins to tighten up, then that which you've seen in part will be manifest in the fullness of its power. He said it'll be for the bride. It'll be to the total lost. It'll be the final quickening to the rapture. The body change. Asenath goes to the palace. 3.5 years left on earth. Great tribulation. Great tribulation. Jesus says a time of tribulation such as never been since man was on the earth. It's a serious thing that's coming on this generation. And the only thing that's holding it back
is
not yet Asenath's time. Because the harvest needs to be finished. And then there's going to be the summons. Come up higher.
Il doit y avoir un signe, venez à haut.
And off the Gentile bride will go.
Et directement, l'épouse des
distress will set in on the nations in its fullness.
Sera établi sur les nations de la terre.
Jacob's trouble upon the Jews.
Les troubles de Jacob sur les gens.
Joseph will come down in the midst
et
of all of that
va venir au milieu de cela.
And reveal himself to
Il
his brethren.
Se révéler lui-même à ses frères.
And there'll be a great weeping and a great mourning according to Zechariah. When they say, where did you get these wounds?
You
say, in the house of my friends.
Dans la maison de mes frères.
And the fountain will be opened.
Et la fontaine sera ouverte.
In the house of David.
Et dans la maison de David.
For the cleansing of the sins of the Et sons
pour,
of Jacob.
Pour la purification.
There'll be reconciliation for iniquity.
Il y aura la réconciliation.
The end of sin, the sixfold purpose
Et
of Gabriel
la fin de ces, de
will all be fulfilled at that time.
Sera accompli là-bas.
When our great Joseph
Quand notre grand
makes
Joseph
himself known to his brethren.
Va se faire connaître à
Friends,
ses
why
brethren.
Reject the invitation now?
Pourquoi rejeter l'invitation
why build an empire in this world now?
Pourquoi bâtir
a doomed world.
Ce monde qui est
when there's already all this distress round and about.
Ce monde, c'est la détresse partout.
And you want to seek for acceptance in the kingdoms of this world
d'être accepté dans
that are shaking.
Et qui sont en train de
Babylon is falling.
La Babylone est en train
cage
de
of every unclean and hateful bird.
Ça devient un puits de tous les esprits.
I'd rather seek for a kingdom
that
cannot be shaken.
Amen.
I'd rather just make sure that I'm sure that I know that all is well between me and Joseph.
Tout est bien entre moi et Joseph.
Because we're just waiting for the final summons
parce que nous sommes en train d'attendre la chose finale
to finish up
pour finir
that which he has begun.
Ce qui a été fait.
May God bless you. Let's
sing. Amen. Amen.
Let's sing.
Amen.
Those are the feasts in Joseph.
Ça,
just trying to simplify it a little bit to show
Amen.
How God unfolds
essayer
himself.
De simplifier comment Dieu a montré les choses. Amen.
And those patterns, you'll find them
et
throughout the Bible.
Ça, vous allez les trouver à travers
because God is the God of order.
Amen.
And redemption is unveiled and revealed
a été dévoilé,
in many ways and
Amen.
Many types.
Plusieurs façons.
And those things have been unveiled in this day at the sounding of the voice of the seventh angel.
Amen.
The mystery of God should be fulfilled
le mystère de Dieu devrait être accompli.
As God declared to his holy prophets.
A déclaré à ses prophètes.
So we do thank God for
that. Amen. Amen.
I am thinking of the rapture in that blessed home of God. When the redeemed are gathering in my Lord, who was the good in every day in the sky. When the redeemed are gathering. Wash like snow and free from sin, I will shout, and I will sing when the redeemed flesh fights low, and free from sin. I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with their bruises clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering, angels all will listen, for they cannot run. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering, when the redeemed are gathering, oh, wash like snow.
Amen. To prepare his banquet board.
Hallelujah.
He's already done that. Spiritually. Friends, we have a sevenfold feast. The prophet says we have a seven sealed feast in this
house.
We have such a banquet board. If we would just lay Facebook aside for a little bit, and newspapers, and football,
amen,
and the foolishness of this world, and get ourselves back into the feast.
Hallelujah.
Friends, there's such an abundance of spiritual nourishment and all the vitamins that we need to overcome the spiritual diseases of this day is in the feast that the Savior has prepared for us. And it says, and he'll give his invitation. He's already given his invitation. The shout has gone forth. And we heard the shout. We are coming from the east, from the west, north and south. All the rainbow trout are gathered by the shout for adoption. Come up higher. On the summit of the seventh. Let's sing that song. Coming from the east. Coming from the east.
Coming from the east. Coming from the west.
Hallelujah.
Coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of his word. He promised through the prophet to return, to ride this trail again, to reveal his name, to teach the bride to prophesy again.
Hallelujah!
Coming from the east, from the east. Oh, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout. Yeah. gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We're on Mount Zion, in that secret place, by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill whose glory can be healed. We'll manifest that great and final pool. Oh, coming from the east, from the east and the west, then from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. A rainbow covenanted one in a Joshua commission testifies she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry. Then she shall speak on the summit of the seven peaks. Oh, coming from the east, from the west, from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We sing a brand new song. We are the blood washed strong, and seen our names beneath that seven sail. He'll open up to us all the mysteries, and there is light on the summit of the seven peaks. Hallelujah! Coming from the east, coming from the west, oh, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. All things are ready now. Father, let the fire fall. Father, glorify thy name. You did it once before in the life of Malachi 4. Now, Father, glorify thy name. Oh, coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks.
If you didn't understand things today, keep coming.
Amen.
The Lord will make it clear.
Amen.
And it's so wonderful to see in God's word that He stored up, He hid away everything that we need to understand who we are,
Amen.
Where we are, in which time we live in, what is expected of us. And right at the end, He unsealed it. And He says, this is what I've been doing. I hid it in the feast. I hid it in Ruth. I hid it in Joseph. I hid it in Esther. I hid it in the life of David. I hid my redemptive mystery. That which has been in my heart from before the foundation of the world. I sealed it away in all these
things.
In Moses marrying a Gentile bride. People didn't understand that in his day.
Amen.
But Moses was a type of Christ.
Amen.
He went up the mountain. He got the law. Jesus went up the mountain. Moses came down, married a Gentile bride.
Amen.
He died and he rose again.
Hallelujah.
Was seen on Mount Transfiguration.
Amen.
The prophecies is a perfect type of Christ. Friends, God has it hidden in His word. And like we said last weekend, there's conditions for revelation.
Amen.
We need to dig down deep. We need to pray. We need to get in the spirit of revelation. And then God will unveil and unfold to us everything that you need. Let's bow our heads. If there's anybody here today, and you look in your life and say, I am nowhere. I'm just in the wilderness. I have no compass. I have no guide. I don't know where to go. I don't know what God expects of me. I'm lost. I want the seeking shepherd today to come to where I am, to take me in his arms, to lay me on his shoulders, and to take me safely back to the sheepfold. Raise your hand to the Lord and say, Jesus, I need you.
J'ai besoin de toi.
You are the answer.
Vous êtes la réponse
to my every question.
Dans toutes mes questions.
You are the solution.
Vous êtes la solution.
To my every situation.
Dans n'importe quelle situation.
You are light to my darkness.
Vous êtes la lumière à mes ténèbres.
You are hope to my despair.
Vous êtes un espoir.
You are revelation to my confusion.
Vous êtes la révélation à ma confusion.
Friends, he's our all in all.
Il est tout pour
nous. He's all that you need.
Et c'est tout ce que vous avez.
And if you will speak to him, if you will call upon his name, the Bible says all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The best is for you to speak to him. For you to say, Jesus, save me, like Peter did when he was sinking that day. To say, Master, I perish. Like the disciples did when they were sinking in the storm. And he'll respond. Because that's who he is. Let's raise our hands to the Lord. Let's sing one more song, a chorus, Brother George. And then let's come to a time of prayer. And let's speak to the Lord this
afternoon. I know. Lean on my Lord. Oh, fire.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
This morning we are very glad, Father, to know our position, to know the time that you are living in, Father. What a great privilege, Father. What a privileged people are we, Father. Sometimes we undermine ourselves, Father. But when we look at the teaching of your word, Father, we see that you saw us before the foundation of the world, that your mind was set upon us, Father. Father, we thank you so much, and our heart is full of joy, Father. to know these things, Father, because our hearts are longing for this thing, Father. Amen. What a privilege, people, we are, Father, to get your mind in the last age, Father. Yes. We thank you so much. Sometimes our mouths are not able even to express, Father, the things that you did to us, Father.
Amen.
You show us these things true, starting from Genesis, Father. Leviticus and Exodus, Father, and through the Revelation, Father,
Amen.
We can see that the story is about Jesus Christ Amen. And his bride, yes. Father. Yes. We thank you because we are the bride of the Lord Jesus Amen. Christ, yes. And especially for the message of the hour, Father.
Amen.
And we yes. thank you, Father, for the ministry under you are blessed as in, Father. Bless our pastor, Father.
Amen.
Give him more the revelation, Father. Amen. We can see that this teaching doesn't come from man. It comes from God alone, Father. As he lay himself aside, Father, to sought you, Father God, we thank you because we can see that you are available and you are present among us, Father. And we can see how the word was brought perfect to us, Father. Father, I believe that each soul here in this place has received something special, Father. I believe that you are the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, will go with us out of this place, Father.
Yes.
And will give us the power to meditate and to dig down upon this such message, Father, that we could bless ourselves and recognize the day that we are living in, Father. Father, we don't want to live in the glory of the past, Father.
Amen.
That's why you send us the message of the hour, Father.
Yes.
That we could live in the glory of our time.
Amen.
That we could worship Jesus in the present tense,
yes.
Father. We thank you so much, Father. And we are so happy for it, Father.
Amen.
Bless our pastor, Father.
Please,
renew his strength, Father.
Jesus.
As the virtue went out of his body, Father, we ask you that you should bless him.
Please.
That continually he should be a blessing for this church,
Please.
Father. That you should help us to grow where you want us to be, Father.
Yes.
Where else we could desire than to be in thy house, Father.
Yes.
In thy house there is joy. There's a deliverance, Father.
Yes.
There's a solution to our problem, Father. And you show us clearly to your word, Father,
Amen.
That this world is completely doomed, Father.
Amen.
And we should seek first the kingdom of heaven, and
Amen.
Everything shall be given to us from
Amen.
Above, Father.
Yes.
We thank you so much, Father.
Amen.
As we depart from this place, Father, we come empty, Father. But we are departing full, Father,
Amen.
Of thy word, Father.
Yes.
And we know that behind this revelation, Father, there's a transforming power, Father.
Yes.
And we ask you that power should transform our life, Father. That this power should change us, Father.
Amen.
Should take away all the desire of this world, Father.
Yes.
That we should be made according to the image that you have to us before the foundation of the world, Father. And we know that in the same spoken word, in the same message of the hour, there's a power of the rapture, Father.
Yes.
And our faith is the best day, Father. And we know that one day we will be changed, Father.
Amen.
No matter what the condition of this world, no matter what the power of the gravity, Father, we know somehow, Father, that beyond this body,
yes.
there's something special, Father.
Amen.
And we will get there, yes. not because of our power, because of what you did in Calvary, Father. And you purchase everything there, Father. And the more you give us the revelation of our time, Father. If you could reveal yourself deeper in each of us heart, Father. There's new people here who come for the first time, Father.
Amen.
But we know that everything was pre-planned, Father.
Yes.
Everything was before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
They are new to us, but they are not new to you, Father.
Amen.
You know why you send them in our way, that they could hear this message in a certain day like
Amen.
This, Father. It means that you have a purpose for them, Father. Reveal yourself in a mighty way unto them, Father.
Amen.
And everybody that will have a chance, Father, to listen this message, Father,
Amen.
From our website, Father.
Amen.
But we can ask you that you should reveal yourself inside of their life,
Amen.
Father.
Yes.
Because these things, Father, since yesterday, it means a lot to our heart, Father.
Amen.
And our hearts are burn of joy, Father.
Amen.
Because these are our things, Father. These are things that the bride is looking for, Father.
Amen.
We are not looking for anything else. We are looking for the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
Father. How we can read all the scripture in the Bible, Father, and we find Christ there, Father.
Amen.
That it's some amazing, Father,
yes.
that even in Exodus, Father, just the lamb that has to be slain
yes.
for the Hebrew children to apply,
Amen.
It was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
Father. Even who, as we've been so long in these things, Father, But each time when you want to preach, we receive something in you. Yes. We thank you because we have received plenty new things, Father. Yes. And we bless thy name and we give glory and honor unto thee.
Amen.
Bless our brethren and sisters who are not able to make it today, Father.
Amen.
Where else they could prefer to be, but to be in thy house, Father.
Amen.
Quicken them, Father. Give them strength, Father.
Yes.
Those who are backslidden, Father, bring them back to thy house,
yes,
Father. Amen. And that in the next meeting we shall meet together and rejoice in this manner. That come from heaven, Father.
Amen.
Because the message of the hour is our manna, Father.
Yes,
and
amen.
When we eat it, it gives us strength to continue this journey, Father.
Yes.
Help us to be what you want us to be. And we thank you because we are not what we used to be,
yes,
Father. Despite that we are not yet what we're supposed to be, but
amen.
We can see you walking inside
amen.
Of our life.
Amen.
We thank you for that work, Father.
Yes.
And we want you to finish the work that you started
amen.
In us.
Please.
Bless us all as we depart. We want to depart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just a few announcements since before we go. Maybe
George
can be ready. Let's sing that song that Brother Francois was praying before we dismiss. I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
But just a few announcements. Firstly, just concerning Easter.
Concernant la Pâque.
We're having to have our convention this year after Easter.
Nous avons notre convention après la Pâque.
Been trying to organize a lot of things, but
the
way things have worked, the people are going to come for our convention.
Dont les choses marchent, les gens qui
they couldn't come at Easter.
Ils ne pouvaient pas venir pour la Pâque.
And also, Brother Crosby tricked me into
coming
to his church for Easter.
Et il m'a demandé de venir.
He announced it to his church before I had agreed with him.
Il a annoncé à son église avant que je puisse
parler. So we're going to arrange
our
convention.
Notre convention.
The first weekend of May,
there's
a bank holiday. I think it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th of May.
So
we're just putting things into place. There'll be two brothers coming to minister, two ministers coming. We're just finalizing. I'll announce it once it's finalized. But our convention will be a few weeks after Easter.
That's
the first weekend of May. I think it's 6th, 7th, and 8th of May. So please pray for that. And also, I'll be going then to Leicester for the convention there with Brother Crosby.
So Crosby.
It's Brother Crosby's church, Brother Chikosi's church,
Crosby,
Brother Whisper and Gwena's church from Northampton, Brother Oliver from Nottingham. There's a lot of groups coming together. There's also a minister, Brother Brian Naidu, coming from Johannesburg to minister as well. So Brother Crosby's invited whosoever will to come. They'll arrange accommodation in the hotels. They'll book some family rooms, they said. So I know some of the young people we're arranging already for them to get invitation letters. Six of them have asked to come. So we're really encouraged, but Vegas wants to go as well. So that's for Easter weekend. If anybody is free, come. Catch a ferry, short flight. I think it'll be a wonderful time because the saints are coming together. So we won't be having a convention until a few weeks after that. You know, so if you'd really keep in prayer about those things. And if you want to come, please, Easter, please feel free. If you need an invitation letter, let me know. There's a brother arranging those things this week in Brother Crosby's church. And I think it'll be a real, real blessing. And then next Sunday, we wanted to look at the 70 weeks of Daniel in line with these things.
There's
a prophet in 70 weeks of Daniel speaks of Joseph. And he takes us into some other things about Joseph
in there.
But I'm saying that it's not that easy for some people to be on a Saturday. And then when people come on a Sunday, and you've already done half the message on a Saturday. So next weekend, let's have two services on Sunday. Let's have a Sunday morning. We'll make it a bit shorter. And then a Sunday afternoon. We'll have 1 hour break, as we normally do, between the services on Sunday. So please bring your sandwiches, bring whatever you want for your children. Let's stay here. And next Sunday, let's really get into those things.
Amen.
So at least everybody has a chance of being there for the whole message.
There's
quite a number of people couldn't come last night. It was a pity because it was a real nice time.
Amen. Amen.
It was a real precious
un très bon moment.
Time.
La nuit passée,
let's have our prayer meeting as normal.
Comme
this
normal,
week,
ce weekend,
I think
on Wednesday. Mercredi.
We'll see you on Friday. We'll probably have a service, but we may arrange something else for Friday, but we'll let you know. But definitely two meetings on Sunday. Please be in prayer for those.
Soyez dans la prière.
I've also ordered from Voice of God last week, Voice of God Europe on Monday.
Lundi,
I ordered Seals books, church age books,
les anges de l'église,
Feast of Trumpets, and Recognizing the Day and Its
Message.
So I'm hoping they'll be here this week.
Je pense qu'ils so
we'll give everybody wants a copy of those books, because it's really time
for
us to get into those things once again.
Dans ces
and if you want any messages,
si vous voulez n'importe quel message,
please get in contact. You get the Voice of God website, I think in Belgium, whatever. It's very easy to order. It's €1 for a seals book and €2 for church ages, I think. I mean, it's really cheap.
C'est moins cher.
So if anybody wants us, we ordered 30 of each and 45 of the single messages.
Nous avons
but if you want other message books,
there's
different languages as well.
Langues,
please.
Il faut le faire.
Let's get into the things. It's our inheritance.
C'est notre, amen.
It's
c'est notre
what the
héritage.
Lord has stored up for us.
Amen. C'est ça que le Seigneur a fait pour.
And then finally,
et finalement,
if people could let us have their updated mobile phone numbers.
Si les gens peuvent nous donner leur
I don't know anybody in the world who changes telephones like message believers.
Je sais pas qui change le téléphone comme le croyant du message.
You'll find this week the person has this number, next week it's a new number, two, and we always try to notify everybody else about services and arrangements, but people keep changing the numbers. They don't get our messages. So if everybody wouldn't mind, just as you would go, give it to the deacons, write your name, your mobile numbers, just for the purpose that we can keep you informed of things that are taking place or special arrangements or things like that. So we can update our database because it's hard keeping track of the saints with mobile phones. I don't know if there's special tariffs, special offers, I don't know what it is. But there's not many saints who keep the number for very long. It's like people are trying to run away from the authorities or something. So we hope it's nothing to do with that. If you'd let us know, write your name on a piece of paper with your mobile, it'd be well appreciated. And may God bless you. Let's sing that song and we dismiss.
What I ought to be, I'm not. What I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. I'm not what I know to be, I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not.